First off, congratulations on the captaincy. This is, as you know, a special program. That's quite the list you have joining here.
Yeah, it's. I'm very excited. You know, I've learned a lot from the leaders before me, so I'm excited.
And you've got a national championship in your back pocket. Tell me about Boston, just the whole experience. What was that like last year?
Yeah, certainly something I never experienced before. So, I mean, I tried to take it all in. It was very cool. You know, that building itself is a very special building, and I think playing in it was pretty surreal.
That's 2-0, I think Denver's won in that building. Because they won. I don't want to talk about 04 because there was some bitterness still there for Bulldog fans, but that's 2 that Denver's won in that building. Pretty special place for Denver fans. You know, for you, you know, that game against Minnesota State, you know, was that a stick with it type of message throughout that game? Because you had to feel like it was going to come if you stuck with it.
Yeah, I think so. I think we were certainly nervous for that game, and I think that showed throughout the start of the game anyways and halfway through, and then just kind of going into the third period, we just kind of were able to settle down and calm the nerves in the dressing room and then just go out there and play hockey.
You've been doing this long enough now that you've played some regionals in buildings that were not very well attended, and then you got to go to Loveland. What was that like? I mean, having been there myself, you don't get a lot of regionals in places like that where the home team's there. It was a really cool atmosphere.
Yeah, it was unreal. The fans were unreal. Everyone off the team had a lot of families down there and everything, and yeah, it was pretty cool to see that building full, and it was loud in there.
Well, what was that celebration like? You know, again, you've got so many of your people there. That had to be pretty neat. It's one thing to win a national championship, but that's a neutral building. That was not a neutral building that day.
Yeah, no, it was certainly a lot of Denver fans there. A lot of them made the trip, and we were very fortunate for them to come up there and support us. So obviously thanks to them, but yeah, it was good just after the game, you know, seeing everyone back on campus and, you know, just trying to turn the page, getting ready for Boston.
What did you guys learn from playing UMD 5 times before that allowed you to get that win that day?
You know, I don't know. They're a tough team. They never take a shift off, and that was the kind of mentality that we had to have. Just try and push.
Talking to Denver captain Justin Lee, as the Pioneers prepare to defend a national championship, you know, how's that been? The kind of getting some, you got some new guys, obviously, but you've got a lot of guys back. You know, you have to turn the page, and I'm sure you guys realize that.
Yep, for sure. We've already turned that page. We're just getting ready for the season and going to try and push for another run.
What's this group been like so far here as you've gotten on the ice a little bit in September?
Really good, yeah. It's been a lot of fun working with everyone. The new guys kind of spent some time in the summer with us down there working out and stuff. So, yeah, we have an exciting group, and I'm looking forward to starting the season.
Obviously, you're losing a lot up front. I'm thinking Bobby Brink, Carter Savoy having moved on, and Cameron Wright having moved on. He terrorized UMD last season. You know, but every team is going to have this. Every team has guys that move on. Every team is different. How is this group, you think, going to be a little different than what you had last year?
That's a good question. I think obviously we lost those key players for us, but we also have other guys on the team that stepped up throughout the end of last year and stuff. So I think they're in the position to fill their shoes.
Guys like Kyle Mayhew and Carter Mazur, part of this leadership group. What's it like, you know, working with them and kind of help and lead this team on?
Yeah, it's great. We have a bunch of leaders throughout the team, so it's really good. They're great guys, and yeah, I'm excited for it.
Over your 4 years at Denver, it feels like you guys have built a little bit of atmosphere at Magnus. You know, I remember going out there some years, and you know, Bulldog fans, even on, you know, during games where Denver played well, you could hear Bulldog fans over the Denver fans. It would get kind of quiet in there sometimes. That doesn't happen necessarily anymore. What's it been like to see that developing in your 4 years and now a fifth year at Denver?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Our fans are great right now, and you know, we're very thankful to have them. It's been pretty cool to watch it grow from, you know, my freshman year to now going into my senior year. It's pretty cool.
You've got a city here too that it feels like you know, kind of got behind you a little bit last year, and then it's just kind of it carried over a little bit. You know, in case you guys didn't notice, the Avalanche won a Stanley Cup last year. That's pretty neat. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to, you know, for us to to do what we did, and then for the Avalanche to win that Stanley Cup, that was cool.
Finishing up with Denver captain Justin Lee, because I know you got to get going. I talked to this with Mark Sandin, who's the North Dakota captain, but I want to get your perspective as a player. What's your favorite road atmosphere to play in the NCHC?
I'd have to say North Dakota or Western.
Western's pretty neat, isn't it? Yeah. that's a little different.
Yeah,
it's a throwback.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly.
It's from your experience as a player, does it almost feel that the game happens faster and their ice is the same size as yours, but it feels like the game happens faster, doesn't it?
At times, yeah. I think it's always so loud, and I think you have to be very really vocal in there to communicate when you're on the ice, because if you're not, you can't hear a thing in there. So I like that.
I can't remember. I haven't done my roster memorizations yet. Do you have a number 4 this year?
Yes, we do.
Have you warned them?
Yeah.
We didn't have a number 4 last year. That was number 5 they went after. It was Wyatt Kaiser. So, but yeah, number 4 at Western Michigan, that's a whole different thing. Hey, best of luck this season. Appreciate you doing this. Congratulations again on everything that you've achieved and being the captain of a special program at Denver.
Yeah, thank you very much.